Now it's time for our second feature. Now, this article is read by Rosemary Scott, which, with a slightly tongue-in-cheek look, gives Neil Haverson's predictions for 2023. Let's hear what he has to say.
Dive into old Haverson's almanac for a look at what 2023 has in store. Neil Haverson gazes into his crystal ball to forecast the events of the next 12 months. As I write, I look out the window and wonder yet again, should I have given the fortress lawn one final trim? The mild autumn saw the grass continue to grow more than usual for the time of year. I thought about it on a warm, dry day towards the end of November, but then the rain came, followed by the cold snap. I consoled myself, thinking that at least the lawn had a good thatch to protect it from the frost. The garden had been doing unseasonal things until the freezing conditions stopped it in its tracks. I spotted a couple of flowers on the geraniums. Mind you, the weeds appear to have come through the chill relatively unscathed. Yes, 2022 was a funny old year, for more than just the weather. COVID never seemed to be far away. There were sporting ups and downs. England came up short in the World Cup. Our men's cricketers blew hot and cold, finally coming good, winning the T20 World Cup and the series against Pakistan. The word woke cropped up regularly. Organisations introduced staff badges with preferred pronouns, and universities were accused of cancel culture. Then we had crisis popping up. Energy, cost of living. There seemed no end. So, what can we look forward to in 2023? So let's delve into old Haverson's almanac and see what's in store. January. Pensioners hold a ballot to take action over their demands for a quadruple lock. They unanimously vote to walk out. This causes chaos with thousands of older people wandering the streets and overcrowding in Starbucks. February. With COVID cases rising, social distancing is reintroduced. The Football Association says football will continue, but bans hugging when a goal is scored. Celebrations must be limited to high fives, followed by a good dollop of hand sanitizer. March. In the spring budget, the Chancellor announces he will introduce a tax on takeaway food deliveries. Did anyone say Just Eat? April. Just Stop Oil protesters glue themselves to petrol tankers. They're ignored and remain attached to find themselves making deliveries to garages around the North Circular. May. The holiday season begins. There is now so much paperwork to fill in before leaving the country that the government sets up workshops in empty Nightingale hospitals. June. England's cricketers win the first Ashes set test against Australia. This is hailed as yet another renaissance of English cricket. Then they lose the second test by 10 wickets. July. Pensioners continue their fight for a quadruple lock. They announce they will refuse to attend coffee mornings. Sales of hobnobs crash. August. So many fields have been sold off for development that crop yields are low. At harvest festivals, the hymn, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land," has been changed to, "We plough up the fields and scatter the concrete on the land." September. A new test for asylum seekers. They must write a short dissertation on why they're keen to come to a country riddled with strikes, where you ring your surgery to be told you're 28th in the queue and there are smart motorways. October. In the interest of diversity and inclusiveness, stores display signs in Klingon. November. Neil Haverson stares out of his window, wondering whether he should give the lawn a final cut. December. The Prime Minister announces that Christmas has been postponed until January, as he and several of his colleagues are taking part in a new House of Commons reality pantomime. I'm an MP, get me out of here. But seriously, what does this year in store for us? Hopefully inflation will come down, the cost of living will ease, so our weekly shop is more affordable. Perhaps the honourable members at Westminster can get their act together. And maybe Mother Nature will give us back our seasons so my lawn isn't still growing in November.
Thank you, Rosemary. We come now to our last batch of news items, and they're a real melange, from New Year's honours to a visit by some TV personalities and a story about Easter eggs. Yes, you heard correctly. So let's crack on.